This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. A Thai court has ordered Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra to step down from office. It found her guilty on Wednesday of violating the constitution. The judge who delivered the verdict said Yingluck had abused her position by illegally transferring her National Security Council chief to another post in 2011. The ruling comes after months of protests in the capital, Bangkok, aimed at toppling her government. I spoke to Dr. Apichat Intravisit of Assumption University in Bangkok.
Well, on herself, it apparently she does not seem to welcome that move by saying that this is the political maneuver by her opposition. However, there are facts, and in fact, the reason she was asked to seize her power has been passed by the administrative court a few months ago on this similar case, because this case was first offered approved by the administrative court last year on her intervention and the abuse of power. And that was ruled out that she wrongly used her power. And now it is to confirm that such act was not appropriate and was the abuse of power. And that caused her to cease all kinds of duty on and her ministerial post that she has had. So I understand that she was making an appearance on the television, bidding farewell to her post.
What does this mean exactly for her government? Does it mean that the entire government has to step down?
Not the entire government, but only the cabinet members who joined in the approval of such change. The change was then to move the president of the National Council of Security off to an inactive duty. So those who joined the approval, which came out as a unanimous vote, those cabinet members at that time, I believe it was a year ago, would also be asked to stop working. So it's about 10 of them being now asked to stop working. And there are still some 24 who continues to work on their ministerial job, which is, in fact, the acting work, since we are not, you know, in the normal situation. The house has been dissolved since December last year. So all these ministers, including the prime minister, are called the acting ministers or acting prime minister.
We've seen over the last number of months protests in Thailand, people calling for Yingluck Shinawatra to step away from office. But looking at the situation now, could this ruling set off fresh violence among supporters of Yingluck Shinawatra?
It possibly could, because her allies, the red shirt people, which has been fueled and funded by the government themselves, has planned to stage some rally coming on this coming Saturday, and other plots to protest against the court's ruling. And it has been quite apparent. Well, then at the same time, the opposite part, the anti-government, of course, we could be half jubilant by such news. But then again, that's a long way to work even harder to prove that the current government has done many things wrong. And of course, the street protest like this could not bring her down. So this is one of the, they may call it a triumph, or at least it's a proof that what they believe to be wrong, and it now apparently sentenced as a wrong thing.
How is this current political instability in the country affecting the country? How is it affecting the country, for example, economically? How is it affecting in general the country?
Well, in general, yes, the domestic consumption went down, the tourism went down, exports is still okay. I think the international community knows, well, as long as there is no violence around, they could avoid being in Bangkok. I believe the downturn of the economy now, it's about, I can't say it in the figure, but it's reportedly about 20% down from what it should be right now. In terms of political stability, we can't look for any future. This is my personal opinion, and it is extrapolated that we might continue fighting for a year or so. What people do want is a reform of the politics before the election. However, there is a force, which I say fueled and funded by the government or the Red Shirt group. I think these groups are large and active. And as long as you continue to receive funding from the exiled, the self-exiled Thaksin Shinawatra, they will continue to fight. However, I would call that they have no reason, no ideology, no specific direction, unlike the other side, which are more of the people in Bangkok, using more reason and, of course, using their own funds to fight for the right. So we could see a lot of more of tension on this. So what we think of now, the best way should be if the upper house or the house of the Senate could be convened, it is likely that they can nominate a prime minister from any, you know, prominent personality.